First, note that the template functionality of C++ is not easy for compiler writers to implement. Therefore, they do not always work as they are supposed to, and the degree to which they work can vary from compiler to compiler. In particular, Visual C++ has a problem when trying to separate a template class definition with the template class implementation in different files. Therefore, with templates, you must keep the implementation in the same file as the definition, that is, both in the header file. In the left-hand column, we define the template interval class. Note the new syntax. We prefix the class keyword with the template keyword, followed by angle brackets, where the type name keyword and a dummy type name is specified. The dummy type name in this example is just T. By dummy type, we mean that when we actually substitute a type argument, the type argument will replace all instances of the dummy type T. It's just a placeholder. For example, if we pass a type argument of type float, then all instances of T will be replaced with float to generate a float interval class. Also note the template syntax used when implementing the member functions. There is nothing too tricky about the template syntax, so just memorize it so that you are able to make template classes. Let us now turn our attention to the right-hand column. Suppose we want to instantiate a float interval. This is done similarly to instantiating any other object, except with the template, we must specify the variable argument, that is, the type we want to use to generate the interval. We specify the variable argument with angle brackets following the template class name. On the right-hand column, you can see that we instantiate a float interval object, an int interval object, a vector3 interval object, and a color interval object. So behind the scenes, what this actually does is generate four different classes, all of which are similar and based off the template interval class, but with the type arguments substituted for the dummy type of the template. Note that a template class doesn't really define a class, but rather defines a way of generating classes.